Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This episode is entitled Godliness with Contentment. How quickly we forget. This is sad. The people of Israel were redundant in their minds, and many still are today. It is what some call the crab in the barrel mentality. One of the main reasons for recording the events in the Bible is because God's word is living and active, showing us what was, what is, and what will come. Even as the Lord's judgments were seen throughout by the people of Israel, they still allowed envy and jealousy to create divisions within, a curse that remains prevalent. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Elion, and On, the son of Peleth, descendants of Reuben, took action. And they rose up in rebellion before Moses, together with some of the Israelites, 250 leaders of the congregation, chosen in the assembly, men of distinction. Numbers chapter 16, verses 1 through 2 of the Amplified Version. Just as is done today, these men were chosen by the people. But these men had been called by God to be servant leaders to their disdain. They assembled together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You have gone far enough, for all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?" Numbers chapter 16, verses 3 through 4 of the Amplified Version. Now I am going to put this as politely as I can. The people of Israel were mostly led by emotion. They couldn't find their way out of a paper bag. They still didn't recognize the man that is being led of God, deceived into thinking that they could do better. Ultimately, they were tired of following God's statutes and commands. And when Moses heard this, he fell face downward, and he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, "In the morning, the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy, and will bring him near to himself. The one whom he will choose, he will bring him near to himself." Numbers chapter 16, verses 4 through 5 of the Amplified Version. Aaron and his direct descendants were placed over the sacrificial duties and responsibilities of the priesthood. All in this tribe, including Aaron, Moses, and Miriam, were Levites. But the remaining Levites were to serve the people in the tabernacle, performing non-priestly tasks, because they were the ones lifting themselves up. Moses called on the Lord to show all the Israelites what happens to those who exalt themselves. People should study this chapter intensely. Do this. Take censers for yourselves, Korah and all your company. Then put fire in them and place incense on them in the presence of the Lord tomorrow. And the man whom the Lord chooses shall be the one who is holy. You have gone far enough, you sons of Levi. Then Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi. Does it seem but a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself?" In essence, they were rejecting God. "To do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister to them, and that he has brought you near to him, Korah and all your brothers, sons of Levi with you? Would you seek the priesthood also?" Numbers chapter 16, verses 8 through 10 of the Amplified Version. This shows the ungrateful spirit that is over men even today. God is the chief servant's leader. He created the earth for man. He fought for the Israelites. He cared for them and sustained them. Was it a little thing? A sovereign, omnipotent God served them. They were truly blessed, but did not perceive it. The Levitical priests, the entire tribe of Levi, shall own privately no portion of land or inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the Lord's offerings by fire and his portion. They shall have no inheritance of land among their countrymen, brothers, or brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he promised them. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 1 through 2 of the Amplified Version. I had to take a break and will continue to meditate on this. It is foolish ignorance that would allow a man not to comprehend the magnitude of the blessing that was bestowed upon them. They desired the tangible gifts of the world, and is why many people err spiritually. A young man complained to me that his father was always sending him scriptures every day. I told him that his father truly loves him. It takes a more complex mind to perceive and care for the spiritual well-being of their loved ones. Those that are fleshly cannot perceive spiritual things. The gravity of eternity is unfathomable to many. Therefore, you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord. But as for Aaron, who is he that you murmur against him? Then Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliam. But they said defiantly, "We will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land of plenty, flowing with milk and honey, to kill us in the wilderness? but you will lord it over us? Indeed, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you gouge out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Numbers chapter 16, verses 11 through 14 of the Amplified Version. This shows the lack of maturity among the people. They wanted to blame Moses and Aaron for God's judgment against those who lost their lives. While confirming their dissatisfaction of his blessings bestowed upon them because of ignorance, disobedience, and unbelief, refusing to accept accountability. They were attempting to force Moses to reverse God's command and to give them an inheritance of property and vineyards, revealing their ingratitude and greed. Let me be honest with you. They knew what they were doing. People like to feign ignorance when caught in deception and its consequences. Let me be honest with you. They knew what they were doing. People like to feign innocence when caught in deception and its consequences. It does not matter to God whether or not you acknowledge your sins. He will not be mocked. This is why David said, "Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak your sentence and faultless in your judgment." Psalm chapter 51, verse 4 of the Amplified Version. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, "Respect not their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them." Numbers chapter 16, verse 15 of the King James Version. Again, Moses commanded the 250 men to bring their censers and put incense in them and to bring them before the Lord. This is why we are told to meditate on the word of the Lord. Had they feared the judgments of the Lord, they would have known what was about to happen. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective ceremonial censers, put fire in them, placed incense on it, and offered strange, unauthorized, unacceptable fire before the Lord, an act which he had not commanded them to do. And fire came out from the presence of the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 2 of the Amplified Version. As they gathered with their censers and incense and put fire on them, they gathered at the door with the entire congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Can I tell you something? They idolized these men, and all of them stood against Moses and Aaron. Just as it is in the world today, the majority will believe that it is not possible to lose. They cannot discern the spiritual. Just as with Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from among this congregation so that I may consume them immediately." Numbers chapter 16, verses 20 to 21 of the Amplified Version. This people who thought that they were holy and that they could appoint themselves into God's sacred positions by the popular demand of men I say this because many think that they are in right standing with God because they lack understanding. And again, Moses and Aaron interceded for the people. They appealed to God's mercy, but it was not one man who sinned. The whole congregation stood in agreement with these men, with the exception of the elders. What I truly need you to understand is that God called Moses, not himself nor man. Then Moses said, "By this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I do not act of my own accord. If these men die the common death of all mankind, or if what happens to everyone happens to them, then you will know for sure that the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates an entirely new thing and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them up, along with all that belongs to them, and they descend alive into Sheol, the netherworld, the place of the dead, then you will understand that these men spurned and rejected the Lord." As soon as Moses finished speaking all these words, the ground under them split open and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them and their households. And all the men who supported Korah with all their possessions. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Numbers chapter 16, verses 28 through 35 of the Amplified Version. The Lord in His great mercy will leave a reminder of sins. First and foremost, this book. Know that it is man who chooses to provoke him. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Numbers chapter 16, verse 35 of the King James Version. Let me remind you of the premise of this chapter. Many appoint themselves to the things of God with callous disdain for His holiness. There will be a reckoning for all who have and continue to do this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls. Let them make broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel." Numbers chapter 16, verses 36 to 38 of the King James Version. They were to be a warning to the people of Israel. What I want you to understand is that even after the Lord struck them in their arrogance and pride, He made a memorial for their sins by sanctifying not them, but the censers that they offered. The Spirit is pointing out the severe consequences of their actions. Their wives, sons, and even their little children were swallowed alive. He destroyed them and made the censers into plates and hallowed them. Are you paying attention? So Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers which the Levites who were burned had offered, and they were hammered out into broad sheets as plating for the bronze altar of burnt offering. As a reminder to the sons of Israel, so that no layman, that is, one who is not of the descendants of Aaron should approach to offer incense before the Lord, so that he will not become like Korah and his company, just as the Lord had said to him through Moses. Numbers chapter 16, verses 39 to 40 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.